This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Right, welcome back. We are here with Walter at the World Tag League Night 2, just here before the show starts. Thank you for your time, Walter.
No worries.
To start then, so this last 6 months has seen you travelling to the US of A. You've worked for Evolve and worked for PWG. Can you just talk a little bit about how you felt those shows went and anything you learned working, you know, especially for PWG?
Yeah. They went well. Like, the thing is, like, on those shows, what's cool for me is that I'm responsible for a lot of things here, and there I can just relax and just focus on the match. That's a good experience then. It's way more relaxing. And yeah, it was like both weekends were very enjoyable, like different experiences. I think the New York shows, like the Progress New York show and the Evolve New York show, were both great. It's like very, like, it was a big building and the people were really into the stuff. That was a very good experience. And yeah, PWG was like, it was never my goal to go there. I was never that hyped about as everybody else was. So I didn't have any expectations. I just knew the highlight clips. Like, I've never seen actually a show. It was a little bit like first of an underwhelming experience when it comes, because I expected like some more production and everything. It stays very basic. But at the end, which is fine, like, I liked, it's basically, you only have guys on those shows that really want it. Like, because I think like what they look for is like to book the best people from every part of wrestling that's on Vogue now. And it's like the cringed up backstage area and there are the screens, so everybody watches the show together and is excited about it. That was really cool. And always like the crowd, like people know what's going on and they're very into the matches. That was really cool too. So it was, it was a good experience.
Did you enjoy working such a small venue really in Reseda? It holds about, 400 people in there?
It seemed bigger on screen actually. It's way smaller in real life. It's like, I like small buildings when they're cringed up. I prefer this.
Yeah, it's the same with me. It's like listening to music. I prefer in a smaller environment than a big arena as well. You can see more, you can interact more with the wrestlers.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And it's like Chris, like Ronda Rousey was there watching. Yeah, that was a cool thing.
Did you get to meet Dave Meltzer and have a word with him? I believe he was there.
I met him, but then there was no real conversation about it, about anything. So, yeah, obviously, like, there's so many eyes on PWG that makes it special and interesting, like, for all the wrestlers to get seen. For me, it was just cool to get out there and have a different experience, so.
Are you looking to take dates elsewhere in America in the future? Are you open to that if it meets your schedule? There's nothing here.
It's like, I'm back at PWG in October. I'll wrestle Zach, which is always great because he's a good friend, and Ricochet as well on the other day, which I was looking forward to for a long time. That's pretty cool. I might be back in the US in December too. So I try to do this like, let's see.
See how it goes and go from
there. maybe 5 times a year, something like that. If that works out, I'm fine.
It's a good opportunity though. Yeah. Do you feel that getting the Ring Camp brand more international, so you kind of can sell more merchandise, you think going over to a PWG or an Evolve show would help, you know?
Of course that helps, but that's not the main thing for me. It's like a nice side effect of it. The main thing is just like, even though like I'm super involved in WXW and everything actually goes well, it's still, I think you need to have an open horizon on things. Like, you can always learn something, see something new, but you can maybe use it for the things we do here. It just helps me to keep my mind fresh and go out there and have fun.
So you're quite open-minded with your wrestling. You don't go in with any preconceived ideas. You can appreciate some styles you may not like, but you can see why the certain audience for.
Yeah, of course.
Because I know you mentioned, you're like me, that I'm not a big fan of the leg slapping. I think it's overdone, it loses its impact. If it's done once or twice in a match, that's impactful.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing it all the time, it just becomes meaningless.
That's true,
So, I mean, the other thing you mentioned as well was, when we spoke earlier, was different moves that you guys do in WXW. Is there any moves that you abandoned WXW?
No, there are no moves banned.
So yeah, you're fine for Canadian destroyers and things of that nature.
Everybody's free to go, but nobody really uses it here, I think. Nobody does it. Like, Just moving to avoid cliches.
Hopefully, if you can. get him into kind of your style then, Walter. Are you influenced by any of the kind of work shoot style in the 90s? Your shoots, UWF Eyes, Pancras?
Not that much, actually. It's like, I never had like a favorite wrestler. I always was looking up to many people. Like when it comes, like my favorite style of wrestling was like I was like mid-90s All Japan or early 90s, like the perfect mix between like sports and drama.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the stuff that influenced me most. That's what I try to tell.
How did you manage to watch that footage a few years ago? Did you watch this sort of footage before YouTube?
YouTube. I got into that when I was already wrestling. I didn't watch it before. And of course, like the whole like Mordek grappling stuff obviously got influenced when I was like working more with Thatcher. Like with, he influenced me a lot when it comes to that. So, but I was never like big into the UWFI stuff, but like the main fights, like the famous ones, like Vader's stuff.
Gary Albright.
Yeah.
People like that.
There are big matches, I know, but like I didn't know all the other stuff, like the undercard stuff, I didn't really watch.
Have you ever watched a guy called Volkan?
I heard the name, but I think I don't have it in my mind now.
I may send you a couple of matches on Twitter.
Go for it.
Fantastic
please.
Grappler, so hopefully you'd enjoy them. So just before we wrap things up, how do you feel so far the tag league's gone on night one? Are you happy with the audience and the crowd?
Yeah, very good. Had a lot of fun with the Briscoes last night. They always were like one of my favorite tag teams. Because I think they're super authentic.
Yeah.
They're not fake. It's like their movements, everything they do is like 100% believable. They just go out there and it kind of like they're like a little bit like the Funks.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, they run me on that a little
bit.
Yeah, they're wild and they just go out there, throw fists and do stuff. And
that's the thing. Sometimes you don't like a pattern match with someone like the Briscoes. There's unpredictability, so you don't know what to expect with them. And those guys can work, a lot of different styles against a lot of different people. They've been, around on the scene now working for over 15 years.
Yeah.
And, from so young, because they're still now only, in their early 30s?
Yeah.
Now, so, it's crazy that they've had, the wealth of experience that they've had.
Yeah.
So you've got tonight, is it the Rottweilers you've got tonight? Have you ever worked against either Loki or Homicide?
Loki,
before?
Twice already.
Yeah, like, where did you work?
This years ago, here.
Oh, was it in WXW?
Yes, years ago. So let's see how this goes. Like, I'm very, like... I never watched a lot of independent wrestling. It was either crazy Necro Butcher matches or like that time of ROH when it was like the Briscoes and Homicide and Loki that were around. Like I think it was like the 2004-05-ish. Yeah. And I think that those guys like did a hell of a job of building a foundation.
Oh, completely agree.
For like all of the talent that is around now. It's like especially like for guys like for the second generation of ROH now, then like the Young Bucks or Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, those guys. I think that generation of like Daniels and Nigel, the Briscoes and Homicide, Loki, Joe, they build a great foundation because they work their asses off.
Oh, like, completely
agree. They
put
so much effort in, like, and still with the Briscoes, still they're still excited. They still got the passion for it, and it's great. It's like most important thing. Just do it like don't be bitter. Just go out there and wrestle like. You still have fun.
Yeah, I think they don't get the credit they deserve that kind of talent pool in the early 2000s. Because pre that, late 90s indie wrestling in the US was, it was kind of more, not that style anyway. This was more hard-hitting influenced by Japan.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see, and then obviously that's gone and grown, and we are here with, shows like this now that you can bring these guys over.
Yeah.
And they're so recognisable, and they help draw an audience for you guys. Is there anyone you would like to see in WXW in the next 6 to 12 months that have not worked here yet?
That's a good question. I still would like to have a singles match with Jeff Cobb. It would be cool.
I mean, you did the ambition match, didn't you, with each other?
Yeah, like a real wrestling singles match. It would be real cool. And I'm really not good at picking like dream partners, but I think the dream opponents like for tag match for Tim and me would be like Hideki and Daisuke Sekimoto.
Oh, yeah.
It would be that would be our dream.
I think that'd be a hard hitting. As we call these fans, we call them hoss matches.
Yeah.
Big hard hitting matches. So I just want to thank you for your time, Walter.
Thank
just
you.
Quite a brief chat with you. So I appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.